And joining us from Indiana, where he's spending his holidays, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy holiday. How'd you do?
Well, I was having a nice vacation, and I was going to ask you if you got any interesting presents for Christmas.
I got a lot, but Neil gave me a present that we're going to actually play when we go on vacation. It looks like a card game. Have you ever heard about this? It's called Flux, F-L-U-X-X.
No.
Apparently, there are 23 ways to win, and you can change the rules the entire time you play the game.
That sounds fun.
And I'll tell you something. A slight Christmas gift from you, actually, was when you gave the challenge that folks have been working on. I actually got it right after you gave it, sitting in the studio. Now, this is rare. It's only happened twice in 15 years, which I think might attest to the ease of solving. I don't know. I've got other evidence. 4,500 correct entries came
in. All-time high.
All-time high. So I think what we have to do, first of all, is for you to repeat it before we can begin the game. So what was that challenge?
Yes, it's based on a discovery by Jeff Grant, printed in Wordways magazine. And I started with a historical fact. There is a man in colonial Massachusetts named John Milk, who is the forebearer of the Milk family in the United States. And the question was, what is highly unusual about the name John Milk? I said I'm not aware of any other person's name that has this quality.
What's the quality?
Well, it has all the letters from H2O mixed up in there. And I wanted to add that one of a listener wrote me that he found another name on the internet, Jim Plunk, that has all eight letters from I to P.
Well, the 4,500 entries came in. We randomly picked a winner, and his name is Hank Langnecht in Bexley, Ohio. Hi, Hank. Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. I hear you're a longtime listener to Weekend Edition Sunday.
Yep. We've been listening since Susan Stanberg was the host, and there was a live pianist in the studio, as I recall.
You bet. Steph Scajari, his name still appears in our credits. And you've played the puzzle, and let me guess, you've played it in the car.
We do. We play it on the way to church every morning. Our 9 o'clock service comes on at 8:40.
That's nice. That's a family way to do it. Well, you know, it's the end of the year, and this is my favorite puzzle of the year. I don't know if my synapses are firing, because Will usually does something special at the end of the year. So, Hank, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, Will, I want you to meet Hank. Hank, meet Will, and let's play.
Well, Hank and Leanne, you know, every year around this time, I bring a year-end quiz, and these are names that you probably never heard of before 2003, but that sprang to prominence in the news during the past 12 months. I'll give the names. You tell me who they are. We'll start with an easy one. Number one is Jessica Lynch.
Oh, the prisoner of war rescued in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Number two, Jason Blair.
Jason Blair. Mm-hmm. Doesn't ring a bell at all.
newspaper reporter, New York Times.
Oh, who fabricated stories.
That's good. Try this one, Ben Curtis.
Ben Curtis. Wow, nope.
Nope.
Think sports here. Think golf.
Oh, well, I feel really stupid. He's from Ostrander, Ohio.
There you go.
Won one of the major championships this year.
Amateur golfer who won the British Open this year. Came out of nowhere. Try this one. Yang Li Wei. That's Yang Li Wei. And I'll tell you, he was the first Chinese to do something.
First Chinese to... I have no idea.
Go into space.
That's it. First Chinese astronaut. Try this one, Gene Robinson.
He is the Bishop of New Hampshire, Episcopal Church, openly gay bishop.
Exactly, dead on. Here's a tough one for me, it was Paul Martin.
Paul Martin. Oh, wait, he's the new Premier of Canada.
New Prime Minister of Canada,
good
replacing
for
Jean
you.
Chrétien. Excellent. Essie Mae Washington Williams.
Recently in the news.
Yes.
Because of her father.
Oh, Strom Thurmond's daughter.
That's it. Good. And your last one is Montecore. M-O-N-T-E-C-O-R-E. That's just one name. Montecore.
Montecore?
Yeah.
Montecore.
It is an animal, but not a horse.
An animal, but not a horse.
All right, here's your hint. Las Vegas.
Oh,
he's the winner of the Greyhound Triple Crown.
You wish. No, Tiger.
Leanne.
Oh, is this the tiger that ate up Siegfried and Roy?
That attacked Roy Horn is correct.
Okay, you know what, Hank?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, your definitions were interesting, but they... You did so well. Well done. Well, we're going to send you some things for playing our game today. We're going to send you that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and we also have a bonus gift for you this week, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29.
Oh, great.
From St. Martin's Press. So nice goodie bag for you, Hank. Tell us your public radio station.
Well, after they called me to play the quiz, they shamed me into joining WCBE-FM 90.5. We also sometimes listen on WOSU-AM.
Hey, shame has nothing to do with it. It's all honor. Hank Langnecht in Bexley, Ohio. Happy New Year to you, and thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks very much. It was fun.
All right, Will. Well, the fun, again, doesn't stop. We've got some fun for 2004. We've done our year end. A lot of fun. What's the challenge you have for us to work on into the new year?
Yes, name a tree, change one letter in the tree's name to get an animal, change one letter in the animal to name a vegetable, finally change one letter in the vegetable to name a meat. No scrambling is necessary, just change letters. What are these words? So again, start with a tree, and by changing one letter at a time, go to an animal, a vegetable, and a variety of meat. What words are these?
Well, when you have the answer to this challenge, email us. Our address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We will call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who this week joined us from the studios of WFYI in Indiana. Will, thanks a lot. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy New Year.